really good work. I think you all know Mr. Irving Bluestone, who's the administrative assistant for Mr. Rocher.
Let's call your last name, sir.
Bluestone. I do. This is probably the saddest duty that I've ever had to perform. This is probably the saddest duty that I have ever had to perform in my years with the UAW. I would like to read to you a statement which has been issued by the officers of the UAW and which reads as follows. We cannot at this moment adequately express in words our grief at the loss of Walter P. Reuther. The shock is too sudden and too overwhelming. He was an inspired leader of our union. He symbolized its conscience, its heartbeat, its soul. But he was also a teacher, an educator, a man of deep wisdom who sought great wisdom for himself and all who came in contact with him. We grieve for him and his family, for ourselves, and for every man and woman of the UAW and their families. We grieve, too, for men and women outside the ranks of this union, because Walter P. Reuther belonged to every man of goodwill. He belonged to the poor, the deprived, the oppressed of the world, and today they are poorer, as are we. He belonged to our older citizens because he brought them dignity and a greater measure of security. He belonged to the young because he demanded that they be heard. He belonged to millions across the seas because of his devotion to the cause of peace and to the cause of improving the quality of life for all the world's people. He was deeply and constantly committed to the cause of social and economic justice throughout the world. He measured goodness and righteousness only in terms of human beings and their dreams for a better world, and we measure him by his unselfish devotion to the cause of people. We grieve, too, for his life's companion, May Reuther, his wife of 34 years, and share our grief with their daughters, Linda and Lisa. Walter P. Reuther was a great American, a great world leader for justice and peace. To us, he was also a warm, generous human being, our close personal friend, our brother. We call upon all our UAW brothers and sisters to observe with us a week of mourning in his memory. This is the statement issued by the officers this morning.
I got here late, but you repeat it again for me, please. Jesus Christ, I don't believe it.
Irving Welly, in the interim, can you tell us what officers were here this morning?
All the officers of the International Union were here this morning, Jack.
Even
except, of course, Walter. I'll name them for you.
Right.
Leonard Woodcock, Vice President.
Right.
Emil Mazie, Secretary Treasurer. You might put Emil first and then Leonard, Pat Greathouse, Vice President. Ken Bannon, Vice President. Jack Edwards. Doug Fraser. Olga Madar. And Dennis McDermott.
Now, are the rest of the members of the board en route to Detroit now?
No, a meeting has not yet been set for the executive board. We're waiting for final word as to funeral arrangements before they are notified to come.
Well, the funeral will probably be held in Wheeling, that's again.
I can't state this at this point. The families are on the way into Detroit, and they will be meeting to decide on what arrangements should be made.
When will the bodies be brought back?
We're not certain as yet. The difficulty has to do with positive and affirmative identification. procedure that is being followed now is this. The remains are being brought to the University of Michigan Hospital. An autopsy will take place. Identification will be made. And as soon as identification is affirmed, the remains will be released. And at that point, it will be possible to establish a date for the funeral.
Where are the remains being taken?
To the University of Michigan Hospital.
Where are they now?
They're on their way, en route from Pelston.
They are already, they've been released by the coroner.
No, they have not been released. What they have done is to transfer the remains to the University of Michigan Hospital where the autopsy will take place. The release will come at the point of positive identification.
By a week of mourning, does that anticipate any special programs by the membership or any workshops by them?
This has not yet been settled. The idea generally was to ask our members to participate in a week of mourning. How this will be done, what will be done concerning it, is yet to be determined.
In the interim, Reverend, who will be in charge of the UAW?
Under the Constitution, Secretary of Treasury Emil Mazie will be acting president until the International Executive Board makes a selection to fill the open post.
Could you give us an estimate of when the board may meet?
No, I have...
Be sometime after the funeral. Would it be shortly after the funeral?
I can't have any comment on that. This wasn't discussed, probably will not be discussed. Our immediate problem is to identify the remains and proceed with funeral arrangements as set forth by the families.
When the International Executive Board does meet to pick a successor, is a successor likely to pick from
I have no comment on that question. We're not contemplating at this point the future reorganization of the union. Our immediate problem is the funeral arrangements which lie ahead of us.
Is there any discussion at all of men coming off the jobs in sympathy for Mr. Luther and his wife?
At the present time, the action that has been taken is to establish this week as a week of mourning for UAW members and their families. Any further action will be determined at a later date.
Is Victor Luther elected town letter?
He's due in very shortly now. He and his wife.
His wife's name is Sophie, isn't it?
That's right.
Where will he be?
Any funeral home been selected as yet?
No, not as yet. The family hasn't come together to make any arrangements as yet.
Irving, can you tell me why Walter decided to go to Pelston at 8:30 on the evening of Saturday? Did he talk to you before he left?
No, he did not. I believe that the arrangements were made in such a way that the architect, Mr. Stanarov, met him at the airport and they proceeded from there. It was a matter of Mr. Stanarov flying in from Philadelphia. How these time arrangements were made, I'm not familiar with.
Do you know why the architect was coming in? Was there a certain building or something that they wanted to...
There is still construction going on, although the site is currently being struck along with the other strikes that are taking place in the state of Michigan among the building and construction trades, but there was construction work still to be done, and it required the architect's presence.
Will there be any additional news briefings on determination of time of funeral and additional meetings and so forth of the executive committee?
As soon as the families have made determinations as to funeral arrangements, we will notify the press and give them all the particulars. We just haven't had time to do that because the families are on their way in. They haven't even had time to meet.
Irving, how did you hear about this?
By telephone. I received a telephone call late last night.
Have you had any details of the accident or how it happened?
We don't have sufficient details to be determinative about it. As we understand it, the FAA and the state authorities are currently investigating the accident, and I assume that when their investigation is completed, they will issue a report. But at the present time, we don't have any definitive information.
In other words, there's no foul play involved, as you would suspect. It's really just an accident.
That's correct.
You anticipate the funeral will be sometime this week?
I would imagine so, Jack, yes. As I say, it will depend upon when the remains are released, and we're hopeful that this can be done expeditiously so that funeral plans can be made quickly.
Do you know who the last member of the union was to talk to Walter before he left?
No, I don't. He was at home on Saturday and left from home to the airport. I don't know if he had any conversations with any of the union people before then. Oh, no. He made them as it was necessary to make them.
How long have you been Mr. Lucas' administrative assistant?
Since 1961. The Family Education Center at Black Lake represents to this union the hope of the future. It is intended that it will be an educational facility not only for our members but for their families as well, so that we can develop new, young, bright, vigorous leadership in the future years. Mr. Ruther saw in the Family Education Center the hope of the UAW's future and a place where its new leadership could be trained to take over the reins in future years. He placed great stock in the Family Education Center, its objectives, its purposes, and therefore paid very personal attention not only to the idea but to the actual construction as well.
Sir, could you repeat the opening statement for us, please? Channel 7 and I.
Okay. This is one of the saddest hours that I've ever had in my experience with UAW. The offices have issued a statement concerning the death of Mr. Ruther and Mrs. Ruther, and I read it as follows. We cannot at this moment adequately express in words our grief at the loss of Walter P. Ruther. The shock is too sudden and too overwhelming. He was an inspired leader of our union. He symbolized its conscience, its heartbeat, its soul. But he was also a teacher, an educator, a man of deep wisdom who sought greater wisdom for himself and all who came in contact with him. We grieve for him and his family, for ourselves, and for every man and woman of the UAW and their families. We grieve, too, for men and women outside the ranks of this union, because Walter P. Ruther belonged to every man of goodwill. He belonged to the poor, the deprived, the oppressed of this world, and today they are poorer, as are we. He belonged to our older citizens because he brought them dignity and a greater measure of security. He belonged to the young because he demanded that they be heard. He belonged to millions across the seas because of his devotion to the cause of peace and to the cause of improving the quality of life for all the world's people. He was deeply and constantly committed to the cause of social and economic justice throughout the world. He measured goodness and righteousness only in terms of human beings and their dreams for a better world. And we measure him by his unselfish devotion to the cause of people. We grieve too for his life's companion, May Ruther, his wife of 34 years, and share our grief with their daughters, Linda and Lisa. Walter P. Ruther was a great American, a great world leader for justice and peace. To us, he was also a warm, generous human being, our close personal friend, our brother. We call upon all our UAW brothers and sisters to observe with us a week of mourning in his memory.
Irving, this may not be a proper question at this time, but what impact will the passing of Walter have on the upcoming negotiations?
Jack, I'm afraid that is a kind of unfair question at this point. The union obviously is going to mobilize. It's going to be as solid as it ever has been. And I don't want to speculate on a question of that kind. The grief of the present moment is more than we could bear, frankly.
Mr. Bluestone, you were late getting in. I think a couple of questions you've already answered. You would answer them again, sir. Basically, could you tell us your knowledge of what happened last night?
Well, Mr. Ruther was on his way in a plane chartered by the UAW to Pellston, which is some 40 miles from the Family Education Center, which we are constructing at Black Lake. He was to be picked up at the Pellston Airport and driven to the Family Education Center. Sometime around 9:30 to 9:40 p.m., the plane, while coming in for a landing, crashed, exploded, and burned, and there were no survivors. At the present time, we have confirmed that the people in the airplane were Mr. and Mrs. Ruther, William Wolfman, a security person for Mr. Ruther, Mr. Oskar Stanarov, an architect, and the pilot and the co-pilot. These remains, however, have to be identified, and we are in the process now of making this identification so that the remains may be released and funeral arrangements proceed.
At this point, funeral arrangements have not yet been determined.
No, we can't make them until the remains have been released.
What about the family, sir? You know, all the family are now in Detroit?
No, not all of them are in Detroit. The family is on its way from various points in the United States. And they'll be coming into Detroit at various times during the day. They'll be together sometime later on this afternoon or early this evening.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yep.